The extreme cold could lead to muscle injury, bone and nerve damage, infection, and even death. So how can you protect yourself from getting severe frostbite?
Ears, nose, toes, and fingers are the classic body parts because they kind of stick out of the body.
But Dr. David Nestler reminds us that frostbite can affect any part of the body.
The first thing you're going to feel is it's going to be exquisitely painful. It's actually when you start to lose sensation that you can understand there's no blood flow. Your body is just essentially cut off blood flow to these affected areas.
So if you have to be outside, dress appropriately, cover up exposed skin, and pay attention to your body. And keep in mind that if you've had frostbite in the past, or if you have a medical condition that restricts blood flow to your limbs, you're at higher risk.
And that's Tracy McRae of the Mayo Health Clinic reporting. Your risk of heart attack might not be what your doctor tells you it is. Currently, doctors assess your risk for heart attack and stroke based on a variety of factors such as smoking, cholesterol, blood pressure, your family history. Your doctor will then evaluate these factors with a risk assessment or calculator to determine your risk for a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years. But new research reveals those estimates could miss the mark. After following nearly 7,000 patients for 10 years, researchers found risk assessment or calculators used by doctors overestimated a patient's risk for heart attack and heart disease by up to 150%. We know healthcare and outcomes are linked with socioeconomic status, but what happens when you take socioeconomic status, insurance type, and household income out of the picture? Turns out that even when you take all these other variables into account, race does affect the likelihood that a child who has type 1 diabetes will get an insulin pump, which is the preferred treatment. Researchers studied near 1,100 American children with type 1 diabetes and found that insulin pumps were prescribed more often among white children compared to black or Hispanic children. Global health agencies say AIDS has become the leading cause of death for adolescents in Africa and is number two among adolescents around the world. Eight international organizations launched a campaign today in Kenya to stem the spread among adolescents. They say about 120,000 people between the ages of 10 and 19 years of age died of AIDS-related illness in 2013.